At least three times a week, Mexico City bus driver Nicolas Cuantecos purchases a kind of tamale known as guajolota or turkey. The food is made of corn dough and filled with meat, bean, and cheese. Tamales are then wrapped in corn husks, the green leaves outside an ear of corn, or banana leaves for cooking. Cuantecos has loved the dish since childhood. The flavor, the dough, all of that is really good, a smiling Cuantecos said recently. But tamales are not only tasty and a good way to fuel the workday. They also carry lovely memories for millions of people like Cuantecos. He remembers his grandmother preparing tamales for family celebrations and religious events, like Candlemas Day on February 2nd. Tamale buying on February 2nd has a connection to an earlier holiday. Mexican tradition holds that the tamale buyer on February 2nd is the person who finds the baby Jesus figure in the Rosca de Reyes cake that is eaten on Three Kings Day on January 6th. Tamales date to pre-Hispanic times. Ancient civilizations such as Olmecs, Mexicas, and Mayas prepared them for religious offerings and even placed them in special burial areas. Tamales are eaten in several neighboring countries under other names like humita, pamonas, hayaca, and guanime. But the number of tamales in Mexico is unmatched, said chef and food researcher Ricardo Munoz Zorita. He has identified 25 families of tamales in Mexico, which themselves have many different kinds based on ingredients, wrappings, and size. The tradition comes from a time when farmers would bring their ears of corn to the church for blessings. That would bring good luck for future crop plantings. The popularity of the tamal is so great that I don't think they are going to stop making them in this century, because it is not an isolated dish. There is a total tamal culture, Munoz Zorita said. Just like his parents and grandparents did, Cuantecos said he will gather with his wife, children, and other relatives on Thursday to celebrate Candlemas. My kids found the figurine in the cake, but I will bring the tamales, he said, adding that it is his way of passing the tradition on to his children. Tamales are going to survive many generations because they are passed from generation to generation. I'm Ashley Thompson.